Hello, it's another On This Day. It's the 22nd of April and we're going to go through three matches from Liverpool's history that all happened on today. And to do that with me, I'm joined by Ben Johnson, by Neil Atkinson and by Jamie Carragher, who played in all three of these games. So he's going to have actual insight, Neil.
I'm staggered, to be quite honest with you.
So the first one we're going to do is from 2006. It's a Liverpool win. It's Liverpool 2, Chelsea 1, FA Cup semi-final. It's a semi-final at Old Trafford, and I want to ask you about that first, Jamie, about going to Old Trafford as a neutral venue, how sort of strange that was, because it was off for supporters. I remember, you know, drinking around the pubs at Old Trafford, you know, that one that's right next to it, sort of, you know, on the river or on the canal, and it feeling strange. Was it weird for you going there? Because 0-1 had been Villa Park, hadn't it?
Yeah, well, Villa Park was the semi-final ground, really. Every year before it went to Wembley, it was Villa Park and one other, and that's where I went a lot as a kid to watch a lot of semi-finals. And I love playing semi-finals at strange grounds. I always think it adds something different to it. I actually saw a goal on Twitter only a couple of days ago. I've never seen it. It was a goal, actually, Man United scored against Liverpool at Goodison. I think a header from Greenough, I think, in 17. I'd never seen that goal before, but I always think it's special when you go to like a stadium, both teams having obviously don't normally play in. So Old Trafford, yeah, I loved it. You know, going there was a, you know, huge, was great for us, only up the road. But the Chelsea one, I think we had something over them. I think that one was the real proof that we'd gone into the heads, really, because I always remember someone told us the team a few hours before the game, the Chelsea team. And I think Jose started doing strange things with the team, not picking the normal team that you'd expect. And I think this talk of Rafa being tactically great and outwitting Jose the year before and things like that, whether that's true or not, but I definitely think it had an impact that on Jose, because I remember when their team come through and we found out what it was, we were all sort of scratching our heads and quite pleased when we saw it.